perspective, you've got to be proud of your team and proud of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're not going to find better people on a team than the 11 girls that I have on mine. And the way they battled tonight, I could not have asked anything more of them. I mean, they gave me everything they had for every single point in both of those sets. You know, it could have gone either way, and it didn't go our way tonight, but not for lack of effort on my girls' part.
No, and I'm sure that means, you know, it's something that you can kind of live with. It's going to be tough, I'm sure, for now, but, you know, talking to you pregame, you know, you thought that against Jefferson at times the warrior-like mentality wasn't always there. Seemed like it was there tonight, though.
Yeah, I agree. They did come out with a warrior mindset and fought for every point. I mean, you have to. If you're going to play a team, you know, as solid as Valley Catholic and as well-coached as Valley Catholic, then you have to come out with a warrior mindset, ready to battle for every point, and that's exactly what my girls did.
And, of course, you know, three matches in a month against this team ends up being that there's a lot of familiarity between the two. Did you feel like that played out a little bit on the court tonight as you guys matched up for the third time in a couple weeks?
I mean, the familiarity is you have to battle. I mean, you know, I know their team, they know our team, you know, and we knew we had to battle for every point. That's pretty much what it was tonight.
No doubt. As far as, you know, with the program, you'll lose a couple of seniors off this team. Katie Whited, Kirsten Day, as well as Noli Kitchell, Cheyenne Smith-Hotchkiss, Sierra Layton, they'll all graduate.
And, yes.
Big contributors to your team this year, and those will be holes that you'll have to fill. But as far as those girls are concerned, how proud are you of them? Some of them, and you've talked about this before, some of them not always playing a whole lot, but all of them had a role this season, and I'm sure you're very proud of all of them.
Yeah, and I told them in the locker room, you know, I thanked them for who they are to this team, those five seniors, you know, and who they've always been for this team. They are a selfless group. You know, I'll have a selfless player here or there that's all about what's best for the team, but to have a solid group through the whole time, you know, all 4 years they've been in high school, that's rare. You know, and these five girls are so special because they work so hard, they give big effort in everything they do, and they're just fantastic people. You know, off the court, they're fantastic people, and on the court.
And I know, you know, Katie had a big role on last year's team mm-hmm. that made it all the way to that state title game, but, you know, the others didn't play as much, and that shows, you know, for them just the fortitude to be able to stick with it despite the fact that there were some players above them in the depth chart, and I'm sure mm-hmm. from that perspective, too, you have to be really happy with them and how they stuck with it.
Yeah, Katie and Kirsten both contributed on the team last year and that we went to state, you know, and then this year Sierra, Shy, and Noli contributed this year as well. You know, and I'm going to tell you that it's not the contributions of a player is not always what you see on the floor. Mm-hmm. So all five of my seniors have contributed every year. They had to contribute in order for our girls to go as far as they did last year. Those five seniors, all five of them in practice every single day, encouragement for the team. They all contributed. So what you see on the floor is always easy to pick out, but what you don't see behind the scenes is not so much.
And also, you know, in volleyball, the encouragement from the bench as well, when you're not even in the match, mm-hmm. that can go a long way mm-hmm. as far as what happens on the court too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it takes the entire team, not just the six people that are on the floor. It takes all 11 of the girls that I had this season to go as far as we have, you know, and it took all the girls last season to go as far as we did. So, you know, I'm just proud of how hard my girls work. I'm proud of how they treat each other and just the people that they are.
Coach, I know that you guys wanted to go back to the state tournament this year, but it seems like the program is in such good shape right now. You make it all the way to the district finals in what was looked at as one of the toughest districts mm-hmm. in the area. Valley Catholic obviously much improved from last year too, and they returned so much from a year ago. And so, you know, it's hard to be, you know, mad at a loss like this. And Valley Catholic's obviously a great team. In two straight years, you guys have just had fantastic seasons. So what can you speak to as far as the direction of the program is concerned?
You know, the direction of the program is that I have high expectations for my girls. You know, I work outside of season to try to give my girls every opportunity that I can to be successful, you know, during season. And my girls work outside of season. You know, they play club ball or they're involved, you know, in come into the gym and play and stuff. And, you know, you know, we work hard to try to keep our program at a high level, and we'll continue to do so.
Sounds good. Coach Shea, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us even in the loss, and a great effort out there from your girls tonight, as always. So we enjoyed it, and we enjoyed watching this season. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the coverage.
That was head coach Tara Lamb of the Arcadia Valley Tigers joining us on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Back with more next on Regional Radio.
Rolling hills, wooded forest, pasture, crops. If you've ever dreamed of having a place of your own in the